The Florida industry today and for the past 5 to 7 years has been really having to deal with disease. This greening disease is something now that's affecting the whole state. It's recognized by all of the growers. All parts of the whole process understand the challenge that we're faced with, and we're going to have to find a solution. There's a lot of different work, a lot of different research projects, a variety of interest in many different ways on looking for this solution and how we're going to go forward. But the bottom line is Florida citrus isn't going to go away. The quality of Florida orange juice is second to none, and it's going to be something that's always going to be there. May not be in the same form that we see it today. It'll be different tomorrow, but it will be as important in the future as it is today, and we will get through this latest challenge. It's causing a lot of concern and angst and downright confusion sometimes, but we'll figure out a way to deal with it, and we'll have a better process for the future.
Chris addresses his company's in-house HLB research.
Since the greening disease was detected in the Southern Gardens Grove in 2005, we made the decision then, and we're still very strong in that whole decision process, that we needed to find a solution. And one of the areas was, what is the best solution to developing a citrus tree that's resistant to the disease, can't be infected by the insect, and so on? And we have a variety of different research projects that are in place. They're all moving along quickly, not as quick as we'd like, but they're moving along, you know, in a favorable position. We do have different forms of disease and insect-resistant trees that have been developed that we're testing. We're working through the regulatory process with all of the federal agencies, including the state of Florida. Our biggest challenge is trying to figure out a way to speed up Mother Nature so we can get results quicker. But it takes time. We recognize that. So we're moving it forward, trying to make sure that we're covering all of the bases related to research, related to agriculture, related to approval, and so on, so it all comes together at the same time.
Finally, Cress weighs in on immigration reform.
We're in a situation in Florida that as we go through each harvest, it's imperative that we have a solid, adequate supply of labor. Historically, that labor has come in the form of migrants that come in through various immigration opportunities. As the whole issue with immigration becomes a topic, whether it be in Washington or wherever, it's imperative, it's critical that we have a solid, uniform immigration program. The latest bill and regulations that are sitting with Congress that are proposed seem to be very favorable, seem to be very fair on the surface, and we all look forward to the fact that maybe that'll put this whole question to rest so we can be assured that in the future we have the labor we need to pick oranges. We have issues with mechanical harvesting today. Down the road, we know we have to have mechanical harvesting, and that technology will get developed, but we have to worry today about how we get our fruit picked, because we cannot get the pickers we need domestically. We do need to be dependent on migrants.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.